Even though conflict continues in the Middle East, U.S. servicemen are giving back. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Coming home can be pretty difficult for them. The difficulty is seeing a city you fought to free fall to pieces. That was the case with a group of Iraqi war veterans before they came in contact with Vision Beyond Borders. VBB President Patrick Klein.
A lot of people are coming home from Iraq. They're disillusioned. They're discouraged. What if we have them start giving back? They could come into the warehouse. They can help pack up supplies.
And they did. It's just giving VBB a chance to share the gospel with both refugees and non-Christian vets. Want to help? Click on the featured link section at missionnews.org. Remember those three Christians we told you about last week that were kidnapped by ISIS in Libya? Morningstar News is filling in more details. One of the men is a 21-year-old Egyptian Christian engaged to be married. He only left the safety of his village to care for his fiancée and elderly parents. You and believers around the world can stand together in prayer for these guys. Just sign up for Open Doors, One With Them campaign at missionnews.org. And it's easy to see how church planting makes a difference in places like Indonesia, but what about the world's largest democracy? For a pair of lepers in rural India, it was life-saving in more ways than one. Far Corners Missions' Gary Bishop says when a woman with leprosy had a medical emergency, her husband ran around frantically seeking help.
Because they were lepers and were ostracized by the village, no one would help him. Basically, they just turned away and ignored him.
If a Far Corners church planter hadn't been there, the woman probably would have died. Help Far Corners at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates. Just go to missionnews.org. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.